Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, the city of Chicago is in decline. There's crime, widespread crime, and crime is rising. And there are lots of crises in the city, the Windy City. Now, once upon a time, Chicago was a wonderful city. But liberal policies have taken the city in the wrong direction. The policies of the far left resulted in lots of different problems that we see in the city of Chicago today. My friends, I'm going to be pointing out some problems that the city is facing, but obviously this is not the complete list. The list is very long. My friends, we all hear about widespread crime in the city. There's growing lawlessness in Chicago. Reportedly, burglars hit more than half a dozen businesses in a crime spree. This reportedly happened within 2 hours on Thursday. The thieves used hammer to break glass doors and steal money from the businesses. And then on Sunday, there was a shooting as well as a deadly hit and run in Chicago. In 2023, in the city of Chicago, there were 617 homicides and 2,450 shootings. Also, there were 11,051 robberies, 29,287 motor vehicle thefts in 2023, in the year 2023, in the city of Chicago. And in addition to that, there were many thefts, sexual assaults, and lots of other forms of crimes. So instead of focusing on addressing these problems, the liberal politicians in Chicago decided to allow the flood of illegal immigrants to come to Chicago. Chicago is a sanctuary city. And the politicians decided to house and feed the illegal immigrants instead of using resources to combat crimes. And guess what? There's a report of a woman being assaulted on the University of Illinois Chicago campus. I saw this in the news. And a Venezuelan migrant has been arrested, has been charged in this case. And there are other reports of migrants in Illinois engaging in unlawful activities. And yet, the city of Chicago continues to be a sanctuary city. My friends, reportedly, the city of Chicago is moving illegal immigrants from Chicago Park District, the Chicago Park District shelter, to new locations. So here's what's going on. The Park District facilities are going to be needing room for the summer programming to start. So the migrants who were being housed at the Park District facilities are going to be taken to other housing facilities. Reportedly, there's an effort to return 5 Park District facilities to the people of Chicago so that they can have their programming there. So there seems to be a big move taking place in Chicago, moving the migrants from a few places to a few different places. And then the question is, who's paying for the moves? Who's paying for the transfer? Who's paying for moving the migrants from one location to a different location? Everything costs money. Whenever I changed apartments, whenever I moved and went from one address to another, I had to pay for my move. That's what people do in America. I had to hire movers. I had to buy boxes. I had to pay for everything. That's what people do. We pay rent and we pay mortgage. If we have to move, we pay for the movers. We pay for the boxes and the tapes and the, you know, whatever supplies we may need to help us move. We have to pay for everything. But for the migrants in Chicago, they don't have to pay for their own housing. I'm guessing that the migrants are also not paying for the move, moving from one location to another. And then The question is, are they paying for the housing that they are getting? Probably not. It's all paid for by American taxpayers. The migrants are getting free housing paid for by American taxpayers. While the Chicago politicians are focused on giving taxpayer-funded housing to the migrants, there are many residents of Chicago who are suffering because of homelessness. Reportedly, approximately 68,000 Chicago residents are experiencing homelessness. And this is part of a bigger problem in the United States. People in Chicago are suffering because of homelessness. But the problem of homelessness is a bigger problem that many people in the U.S. are facing. According to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, in 2023, homelessness across the country reached its highest point in 16 years. Reportedly, Chicago is one of the five cities experiencing the fastest rise in house prices. It's Chicago, Illinois, Charlotte, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Los Angeles, California, and San Diego, California. Five cities experiencing the fastest rise in house prices. One of the reasons why house prices are rising very fast in Chicago is because of the shortage of houses. There is high demand, but the supply is not increasing to keep up with the rising demand. And this is making house prices go higher in Chicago. So on one hand, house prices are rising fast in Chicago. And then on the other hand, there's rising homelessness in Chicago. And this is causing pain and suffering for the people living in the Windy City. And here's another problem. Rat infestation in the city of Chicago. Reportedly in 2023, for the ninth consecutive year, Chicago topped the list of Orkin's annual top 50 rattiest cities list. So Chicago was number one in that list. Los Angeles was number two, and New York was number three. And rat infestation can cause damage to property. And so on one hand, there's rising house prices. And on the other hand, there's growing homelessness. And then there's rat infestation that can damage homes. So Chicago is facing lots of problems. And the city continues to spend lots and lots of money, taxpayer funds, on the migrants. There are many problems in Chicago, but the Chicago politicians are focused on providing housing, food, and many other services, all paid for by American taxpayers, to the migrants. The migrants are receiving taxpayer-funded services. The Chicago politicians are focused on providing services to the migrants. And the Chicago politicians are not focusing on the Americans living in Chicago, the Americans who are experiencing various needs. My friends, thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please share with me your thoughts. Let me know your comments. Thank you so much. I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.